Shabbos and Sasha will read the Bechukei side. It's quite seldom, it's infrequent that the Haran Bechukei side should be separated. Two separate clues. Usually they go hand in hand. Should be read before Shavuos. It's an old one. It's an old one. And now it was after Tikkun Yisrael, Ezra introduced it, that Shokir in the Brachas HaKlonis, that we should read the Tichach, as we call it Tichach, the Gemara could wish to call it Brachas HaKlonis. Shokir in the Brachas HaKlonis should be Tichach Kehi. Baikra, this is exactly what we are going to read the next Shabbos in this session. Brachas HaKlonis, Kedem Shulis. Prior to the Shabbos, as a matter of fact, we don't follow exactly this halacha because we have another Shabbos on which we read Bamidbar. And the Shabbos prior to Shavuos is not the Shabbos of the Chukei Sai, but the Shabbos of Bamidbar. But apparently, at least the Shavuos does not mean the Shabbos is very close to Shavuos. But the Shabbos, which is before Shavuos, and 2 weeks or 10 days before Shavuos, is good enough. But basically, the determination that the Chukei Sai be read prior to Shavuos is made not by the fact. Not by the fact that Shavuot that we do read Bamidbar before Shavuot is not due to the uniqueness of Bamidbar, but to that of Shavuot. The brachas hakolos shebemishnah Torah, the brachas hakolos in Dvarim, the kisorim, kedem Rosh Hashanah, you read before Rosh Hashanah. Again, it's not, the contact is not too close, it's not contiguous because we don't read the kisorim before Rosh Hashanah. We read one parsha, another parsha, it's only before Rosh Hashanah. But again, the important matter as far as the creators of Mishnah Torah are concerned is not the reading of Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah, because Magidim do it, I say, after Nitzavim and Kuchen, Hashem Mekechem, Hashem Shiftechem, Zechnechem. It's not because of that. It would fit beautifully into the frame of reference of Rosh Hashanah, or the beginning of Nitzavim. But however, the reason is not the beginning of Nitzavim, but the fact that Bruchas HaKulis should be read before Rosh Hashanah. Already Bruchas HaKulis. So when you feel Bruchas HaKulis plus Nitzavim HaYirach is as good, the reading is as good as if we have our would have been in agreement with the Braise, as actually used to read Kisorei on Shabbos of Slichas. It means the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. But it's the same. It basically is, there are two Tichachas in the Torah. Two sets of Brachas HaKadosh. One in Mikra, we are going to read the Shabbos. Another one on Tehillim, Mishnah Torah. Of course, it's not a Tishrei. It is, raise the question. So why don't we read Bamidbar directly? And before Shavuos, בדוחותיו סיים. Now don't worry before Shashana Kisara. Why did we introduce between the Hokesai and Shavuos Bamidbar and between Kisara and Rosh Hashana? It's a kasha that tastes as to it. Maybe see, this is our law. Why? Actually, what is the link between Kisavei and Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. Mishnetera and Rosh Hashanah. And Teraskenim, the Baruch is going to Teraskenim and Shulis. What is the link? What is the kind of the number? Well, if Rambam would appear, the impression you get from Rambam, the Takoros Ezra contains more than the Bechutisa before Shavuos or the Chesedah before Rosh Hashanah. More in that respect, the respect that it's not a specific halacha Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. The halacha universally applies to the Shabbosim, to the Shabbatis, before Yom Tov. A Shabbos before Yom Tov has got to reflect the Kedushas Harim of Yom Tov, or the theme of Yom Tov. Of course, the Mishnah, the Braisa, not mentions only two, Rosh Hashanah and the Teicher Mishnah Torah, plus and Rosh Hashanah and the Teicher and Teraskenim, yes. But there is more than that according to the Rambam. The Rambam would appear as tzav. Don't test me how to intend. They don't put me to demand. I should explain to you that the Shabbos from Pesach is tzav. It is also a part of the conversation. As tzav, be read before Pesach. Whereas the Rambam says, the Seder, the Boaz Hanan, of the Tishabah, Shabbos Nachmu. It's again comes under the same Takonim. As Mishnah Teher before Shavuos, Mishnah Teher before Rosh Hashanah, and Teher Skelim before Shavuos, I mean as far as the Techech is right, the Shabbos before Pesach is Sar, and the Shabbos before Tisha B'nai, not before Tisha B'nai, after Tisha B'nai, it's this kind of thing, really interesting about how careful the Rambam is. She came in Mishnah Torah, the Baruch HaSapolos, Mishnah Torah, Kedem Rosh Hashanah, the Baruch HaSapolos, she became a skin, and Kedem Shavuos, which in Bamiya Lapesach, he makes a star, which we use for that Pesach, we listen to Pesach, and everything we write is we listen to Pesach, we listen to it. We could have said about what Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos also became the Rosh Hashanah after Tisha. So in the Ram combines the our minhag of Tzav before Pesach, and then Rosh Hashanah after Tisha combines with the Takonis Ezra. The Takonis Ezra that came in, that you must read the Teicher in the Mikra before Shavuos and the Teicher in Dvorim, in Mishnah Torah before Rosh Hashanah. Do you want me to read it?
Ezra
Tikin Lahem Yisrael,
Shehiyu Korin Kromos Shebaseifer Vayikro Kodim Atzeres.
Sure.
Good. Mishnah Torah Kodem Rosh Hashanah.
Good.
Minhag HaPashut Shehiyu Korin Bamidbar Sinai Kodem Atzeres Veschanan Achat Tisha B'Av. Atem Nitzavim Kodem Rosh Hashanah Tzavas Arim Kodem HaPesach Veshana Pshuto.
Okay, that's all. So he says that minhag is in the Moshe, that minhag is not to read the Chukai Sai. Just directly on the Shabbos, proceeding of Rosh Shavuos on the Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah, but there was a hefsa, there was an intermission. So we read the Midbar and the Tzavah. And then he says that when it came Pesach, Tzav Pesach, and we'll start on after Tishma. What does it mean? What is it Akonis Ezra? Why was Ezra interested to introduce a Akonis that to escape in the world on before Tishma or before Rosh Hashanah? The reason is that the Shabbos Chai is the clear satire of the parshas should be arranged in such a sequence in order that the parsha which precedes the parsha or two parshas which precede Ayom Tov should already reflect, so to say, the Kedusha Shavuot for Yom Tov, the feeling of Yom Tov. Don't ask me to explain to you what is the common denominator between Tzav and Pesach. There's not a single word mentioned in Tzav about the Tzias Mitzrayim. In my opinion, if Tzav and Pesach are being able to explain only the entire meaning of it, but if it's Pesach, I believe I heard it's rather simple, because Tzav is the partial is the portion of the Torah which deals with Agolas Kerem, Agolas Kerem, Kashan Kerem, and this is a very important part of the Jews' activities for Erev Pesach. When I made a matter of fact, I can go further and prove what I will do now, and prove that Agolah is about to touch you, and Agolah is about to Pesach, not over his soul, there's something in common. But anyway, this is already a reflection of the Kedusha Sayyid. When we deal with Agolah's Kedusha, we reach the Shtifa. We know what we should have done away. So we reach the Shtifa. Well, of course, I don't have to explain why Nachmu figured out before. But the Rambam, why did the Rambam say, was Chana Nachat Tishba, why didn't he say Dvor and Tehillim Tishba? Well, what is the answer? Why doesn't he say, Parsh Rishon Abi Mishne Torah, Kedem Tishba? No, he didn't say. Was Chana Nachat Tishba. Tzav Lifnei HaPesach is excellent, this Friday. And before Lifnei Avshalom HaBeres is all right. This year was different. There the Rambam says Lifnei. When it comes to Was Chana, he could have, so he had a choice. There were two alternatives. The Rambam, there was no need for the Rambam to change. But he said to Dvorim, Kedem Tishba. No, he doesn't have it. Kedem Tishba we shouldn't mention. But so Dvorim, Dvorim, Chana, and Achat Tishba. Why is it? Because it's Chana. Because it's Chana. And that he shouldn't do. Abdullah, when you say, when you have the money anymore, you bring good tidings, and you tell the people, tell the people about it before we celebrate the Yom Tov. There is a Pesach. When we celebrate Pesach and Pesach and the Seder, the guy said the 50th night, the evening of Nisan, we will tell this story, but I can't contain myself, cannot contain myself. I cannot discipline myself, and his brother is excited. And he has a happy news to communicate to people who will rejoice in reading and to share in the happiness of each other. So he has got to announce the Shabbos before. This is a sign of Simchas Yom Tov. And apparently, all those parshas which are read prior to Yom Tov, Shavuos, Atzeres, and so forth, prior to Yom Tov, in all those parshas, there is something unique surrounding of that, which has a very important meaning for as far as the long term is concerned. So we have got to tell the people the secret. By reading Tzav and telling the people the secret of Agoro means this is important, Tzav. This is an integral part of the Taperes Meshe, Asher Kerem Kolechot Lechot Bizmane, the Mirage. Bizmane Nade means there is also on the Shabbos prior. The Shabbos prior already, of course, the theme of Shabbos, as I explained it in the beginning of the season, the theme of Shabbos is actually, for instance, the tape Tzav. The theme of Shabbos, of that Shabbos is Tzav. But there is also a theme, of Yontef. What is the theme of Yontef? What's the theme of Yontef? Agor means the Risa Chomets. The Risa Chomets. The same as the Kerem in English used to Pasha and the Mago to eliminate the Dwee from the product of the Kishores. So on Pesach, every Jew does it. Because there is a problem of Chomets which has got to get out before Pesach. With Agora, the transition from Tzav to Pesach. It basically is, that Tzav Satere should anticipate, the Shavuot will anticipate, the Yom Tov, and proclaim the Yom Tov by reading something which is related to the theme of Yom Tov. If it's Kolecho Rechot Bizmane, not only on Yom Tov, you read Bizmane, you read Adai, not only on Yom Tov, you read the story of the event which is responsible for the fact that the Torah has introduced Yom Tov. But on Shabbos already, you allude to it. It's not elaborate, even though I don't mention the name, but there is an allusion from Tzav to Pesach. Now I wish about you read the volume the Shabbos Chazon, correct? You read Dvarim on Shabbos Chazon, so what is Dvarim supposed to portray?
Coming at the same time.
There is no anticipation as far as Chum is concerned. We have a director in Yerushalayim and the Mishnah. It is not because you read Dvarim, before, because in Dvarim, what story is told in Dvarim? The story, which is the responsible for Tishrei. Yeah. Is Dvarim, you read Merai. That's why you read Dvarim before Tishrei. No, you can't say it. Because I'm doing it to the Yerushalayim and the Mishnah. The reason for Dvarim, for reading Dvarim before Tisha B'Av is not that before the anchor Tisha B'Av, but reading Dvarim, reading when Yeshchanan is important, but after Tisha B'Av, at first, so we are supposed to engage in Dibur Nechomei, in words of comfort and solace, and to be Menachem the Knesset Yisrael. Because it's a Tisha B'Av, עבדים יותר ויהיו שלום נגדמיה. So we cannot say dwelling is the important factor in this regard. Dwelling is not important because that then would be anticipation. Anticipation is not necessary. Abdul Khayyasal Magdamir. If Tisha befalls on Shabbos, on Shabbos we'll observe Tisha B'Av, not on Thursday, but on Sunday, because Abdul Khayyasal Magdamir. Therefore, he could not have explained the Kriya of dwelling because of Tisha B'Av, because this is not true. He read one before Tisha B'Av because he went to read after Tisha B'Av. What's all around is different. Fine. Now let's go back to Torah scaling and reach the Torah as far as Brach of the Chorus are concerned. Brach of the Chorus are concerned. What is the difference? Why are we supposed actually to read Torah scaling? The brachos and the brachos are going to the skin in front of Tisha B'Av, and brachos are going
to the
skin before Shavuos. Before Shavuos, and brachos are going to the skin before Rosh Hashanah. But before Shavuos you read the brachos are going to the skin, before Rosh Hashanah you read the brachos are going to the skin. Why? Okay, Shavuos is not on Torah Seinu? And it's not Matan Torah Seinu. What is Mesiras HaTorah? What is, how can you, Mesiras HaTorah, how can you use? So what did the Israel do? Kisses, it's in what is Kisses Beis, correct? What is Kisses Beis? The Shmur. Mensh Gavim Ibn Asiras. And where do you have Shavua? Where do you have Shavua? Into the Torah Chachad, you have Shavua, you have Shavua, you have not Shavua, yeah? What?
If
our Jews are not playing back to me, Shindu, Oru will be Shavua. Oru will be Shavua. The word Oru, may she use the word Oru, or the Torah use the word Oru? You know, because he wanted to curse his work. Oru is a technical term for Shavuot. Oru is a technical. Oru ish, asha yasek, advorim ora, this is Shavuot. And this is the whole techeche. The techeche, which is in the way, sasun, that this is put out in the way. Or to the ira, or to the sodra, or to nachum isha, this is a Shavuot.
Oh,
Kabbalah Satera Ishmael, that we derive from the short sentence in the Gemara, Mishba Ve'emid Mar Sinai. Whoever studied Shavuos or Nedarim was Mishba Ve'emid Mar Sinai. As a matter of fact, the quote from some of Hasidus Rabbeim, that they used to say, it's a special mitzvah to study Masechet Shavuos. Between Pesach and Shavuos, 49 days, 49 days, and 49 days. So this is the time, the length of time which lies between. Between Pesach and Shavuos. Oh, so, and of course, I mean, he starts with such interpretations. So he's already Shiva Shavuos. Shiva Shavuos weeks, but Shavuos. Anyway, this is, there's no doubt about it. The Takonas Ezra. Takonos Ezra, the Shavuos, the Tevachah of Amikro should be read between Pesach and Shavuos, closer to Shavuos than to Pesach, the Shabbos before, is because the essence is of Matan Torah, is Shavuos, Rishma as a Torah. It was a notice taken by the Jews in the Mount Sinai, and the oath was taken by every individual that were observant as far as the soul are concerned, and were compliant with the witnesses. So this is the Acharet HaShuris, the Acharet HaShuris, which Ezra demanded be expressed when, on Shabbos before. If the person of it is sad, what kind of achone is it? A boy, what kind of agubot is it? It's like a boy, so what's the chometz? If you take the institution of a boy, which was formulated in right view in Tzad, so what does the institution of a boy demand? That one should not use the same term chometz for Pesach. Why shouldn't I use chometz for Pesach? Because it is a chometz. Because by reading that, and that's why we cash out the term, we don't know to get rid of the bria, correct? Because by doing that, it is kabbalas amitzef, nachilas matzeh, and in particular, a kabbalas shuruch chometz is a chometz. This is Pesach. But Shavuos is a Matan Torah. Shavuos is a Yom Tov Matan Torah. So I need a general Kabbalah. Not only is it not about skill, not about skill. But skill is completely irrelevant. A general Kabbalah is Kabbalah. So mitzvahs. Like a deal, so then it's God. Kabbalah, so mitzvahs. We work and we have to learn mitzvahs. The Baruch Hashem Kabbalah is the best. We're about a better expression of Kabbalah, so mitzvahs. Then by reading the Tzibu of Baruch Hashem Kabbalah, the best Kabbalah is a mitzvah. We know, we read before Shavuos, we read Baruch Hashem Kabbalah Shalom Shabbat class to him, because by Ezra Sefer wanted us to experience the Mamad Har Sinai prior to Shavuos, even prior to Shavuos, and how do you experience, how do you manifest, do you manifest this experience, how? By Kabbalah, Baruch Hashem Kabbalah. And this is exactly what Ezra wanted. When you read Baruch Hashem Kabbalah, when the Tabu de Baruch Hashem Kabbalah, from the Kabbalah, as a world, we are ready for Kabbalah Satorah in the same manner as the Jews, as our ancestors who are ready so many years ago. What did they do? Masr Nishma. We need this word to Shua. Masr Nishma. So she should do what you said, Masr Nishma. But they should. Masr Nishma. If those things our ancestors, I mean, have accepted the Torah as Mishua, then you also do accept the Torah as Mishua. But well, what is the text of the Shua? A text. What is the Torah? Ah, principle.
How is that written?
Applies only to the seven regulars, but the bracha, the kula, the kula, agresiv and agresiv, was formulated. There is shmur, all the azeis, Mishu said. Here you have the equation of shmur, all in Greece, it means Shmur. So the Rambam says, no, it's not only, the oil was not imposed
אין לו דיון דקה בין שלו, ואתה לא יודע בגיל, אף מה אתה תורך. את מה עשייה? כל איזה לא לו, השול. ובדי שמי תעף, אם לא יודע, ובדי שמי עזרה, אינטרדיוס, שבירת, אבל אגרגיע, ראה תוכל עשו, תוכל עשו. בי ביסיס, וזה. What is Brachos Aquarius? So the Mishnah Torah is before Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean? So it means that the Brachos and the Aquarius should be said before, for the end of the year. Why the end of the year? By the end of the year? No. The Gemara says, when you come before the Benish Lama, Yom Kippur will appear before him, Yom Kippur, you have to be able to tell him, that you have fulfilled the mitzvahs, and very hence, so the brachos occurs, and I desire as we fulfill the mitzvahs, we try as best as possible, we accepted the brachos occurs, this is tich l'shana k'resa, means for the shmur, that the shmur was carried out, it was carried out exactly the way we wanted us to do. But this is more. That is because there was another matter there, the second verse. The second Luchas, the Matan Torah, in the second Luchas, is again required Shmur. Which Shmur is it? Which Shmur was it? This is the Shmur in Kisar, the Mishnah Torah. The Mishnah Torah is a Shmur, which actually is not which the Bnei Yisrael or Mesha on behalf of the Bnei Yisrael or the Bnei Yisrael took upon themselves to where? Kippur is the day when the second Luchas of Adin. So the same Techache, the same Kabbalah Sashure, Olo, which we take upon ourselves and Shmuras is necessary, it has to be repeated, and there should be a Kabbalah Shmur once more. But this is the Shmur Mishnah. This is the Shmur Mishnah. It's not Rosh Hashanah here, it is Yom Kippur. It's not Rosh Hashanah, but Yom Kippur. And I'm not afraid, the Ramban says, the whole singularity of Rosh Hashanah in Kippur is due to the fact that Moshe brought the second Luchas and turned him over to the Messiah. Perhaps I did this in explanation.
Save time.
The Gemara says, and maybe you want to put in the Gemara says, no, not this in the Gemara, you can tell what you say. The Gemara, I don't know if it's in your mind. The Gemara says, when we are in Thomas, the Gemara speaks about Yom Tov, you say, no, the most wonderful day was in Kippur, Chamishos and Shvav, Chamishos and Shvav. The Gemara says, this, and you want to put in, we have to rejoice, the Gemara should say, we should have been slaves in the Gemara, not the Gemara don't say. Is so sehr teuer ist. Denn wir müssen so drüber. Sehr groß ist mal, oder? Ich mag. Ja, das ist da wohl.
Sechs. Ha.
stop it, she's down. What is it about? Give it to me. I wouldn't have been on the stimulator, and my memory would have betrayed me. Since I remembered it too well, so apparently that there was something strange over there. So exactly. You know, it's just two reasons for that. The one reason is she needs to be in Shlutim Chivet, and the second reason is she needs to be in Shlutim Chivet. There was no nothing to it. In particular, particularly, if we interpret the way the Sarebbe did, as there was something unique about the Matan Torah and Yom Kippur, which actually the Matan Torah of Shmuel did not contain, did not possess, really. Tereshmate. And Shavuos, before Shavuos Aluchas, so the Luchas said both, Tereshmate, Tereshmate. All the Dina Tere, the Aluchas, which Mishnayis contained, everything was written down and committed to writing. There was only the Torah Shebeksav. The split in the Torah between Torah Shebeksav and Torah Shebeksav came and Yom Kippur with Shvuos HaLuchos. Shvuos HaLuchos Rosh HaKsav Pereach Baruch. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the Ksav of the Luchos began to rise and disappear. So the Luchos did not contain, the Luchos contained only Aseret HaDibros. This is Torah Shebeksav. But he shot again. Yes, but means even though you broke the Luchos HaRishonis because the Luchos HaRishonis did not contain Torah Shebaal Peh, you appear at Dvorim Ha'ilu to have to do Simuch when you saw it. Then was the Christmas vision, the Torah speaks the Christmas vision, is that the Christmas vision? Already, but after Moshe, in the Christmas vision, took place, and after Shavuos HaLuchos. It was a special Christmas vision until the Shavuot. And this special Christmas vision until the Shavuot was formulated in Kisari. And to serve the Christmas Bris is not related to Torah Shebeksav, but related to Torah Shebeksav. Then the Torah became, the Bris Satorah was split into two. Bris Satorah from Ksav, house of the Torah of Law, and Bris Satorah from Barpe, from Pirish, the Bris Satorah. And this happened the second time when Moshe went up not the second time, it's the third time. The Moshe went up for the what? For the Luchas. For the Luchas. Hence is when people are lying to be there, they are not there. And she is lying to be there, they are not there. Today, because כי הדברים האלה, פרט הדריסים אנחנו נעשה, וזה סתור שמעת, כי הדברים האלה. פה אני רבי יחס, אני אמר רבי יחס. רבי יחס הדריסים ישראל, היה יותר שמעת, ואתה לא אומר, פרט הדריסים אנחנו נעשה, ודריסים עזר לי טיפה.
זה מלדי, הוא בא לקבור ישועה, וזה בכלל כלימות עזר איזה אינטרדיקס. משודרית הבא לקבור ישועה, לפרוטיוש, לפרושויס. ושמי עשיתי ראשון שבעל פה, את מי זה ספר, מתי עשיתי ראש בפה, עם מי זה, שבו עשיתי ראשון בקצה. וכזרול דה הלוחס, זה פה, השמי, the purpose was, that Moshe should go down, Sinai, and write and commit all the halachos to writing, and there will be other Torah Shemitzah which would include which would include had this purpose been achieved. We would include it what? The Torah Shemitzah they should do. The Shem Sidra Mishnah, the Shem Sidra Mishnah. Torah Shemitzah. But it's more for the Givin Meshi Biksav, not only Biksav, not only the Chamish Chamish Torah. But the Torah Shemitzah, what is Torah Shemitzah? Torah Shemitzah, Zohar Perusha. Torah Yosat Torah, Yosat Torah, Yosat Mitzvah. This is the answer. So, but Shemir Zohar has changed it. Shemir Zohar has actually changed it. And the Torah Shemitzah, it was turned over to him. The Torah Shemitzah was turned over to him. The Torah Shemitzah, to Moshe, not written on the Torah. And the Torah Shemitzah was given to him. Understand, I want you to understand the law. The role of Moshe, as far as Torah Shemitzah is concerned, and the role of Moshe, as far as Torah Shemitzah is concerned, are different roles, completely different roles. You can't identify them with each other. There is no equation at all. And Torah Shemitzah, Moshe's role was just a mechanical shliach, a technical shliach. גדר להשליח ללוחה, הוא גדול של להשליח לקבל, כטכניקו שלו. אבל יש בורך את טובדס, יותר שבקסה, ידעים את המשה, וסימטובי, הם טובים עליהם, בדיס, בשטורה שבו ריתן דאון, ובו ראה דאון לתורה, הגיעו יותר את תותאו בפרייפס, תלרובן, תלרוב שוואטים. All they had to do is to commit what? I mean, not only, but to act what every scribe are saying from the Pia Kodesh Baruch Hu. As Yemiyah Hanovi, Bar Ben Uriya writes, he says, hey, Yemiyah, Bani, Mitzvah Yitro Alai, as a Dvore Mehore, Bani Tisei Farasei Fabidiyei, what did Barbara Lee use? What was it? Yigyama Yonos the word. All Barbara Lee had did, he wrote down to the word. The Yigyama Yonos used to dictate the word to him, and he wrote it down. This is the role of Moshe in Torah Shemitzah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the text, and he wrote down the text. That's all. That's all the Ashliach HaRuach, nothing else. Nothing else. This is pertaining correct, pertaining to what? To the Torah Shemek Sa. But the Torah Shemek Sa is as long as Moshe, before the Shekel, the breaking of the Ruches, is Moshe's role was a technical Shliach Lekulele Ruche. Shliach Lekulele Ruche is the Galil of the Kedushin. To the Ishi, Moshe accepts the Kedushin. But there's nothing else. And get my shliach lelach, and so forth. However, with this, the change will appear on Yom Kippur. The Teresh of Exar, the part of the Teresh of Exar, became a Teresh of Exar. His personality from the Torah Shabbat is a part. By changing to the Torah, from Shabbat, went to Baal Torah, so his nation is established, Moshe's personality has enhanced. It was enhanced up to what degree? To a very high level, namely, don't ask me what is Torah Shabbat, if you should ask me, I'll tell you, Torah Shabbat is Moshe, the personality of Moshe. As Ezra Yisudah says very well, if there is Torah Shabbat, if there is Torah Shabbat, so what is the clock of this Torah Shabbat? Good. So you don't need writing. Yes, correct, you don't need any writing. But on the other hand, Moshe Rabbeinu became Mishkadosh, became sanctified with the Torah Shabbat Bator, which is instead of being engraved upon stone, it was written down upon living tissues of Moshe's memory and Moshe's personality. His nation is Kaddish. That's why at the time read, the radio, maybe for that Moshe's face radiated, so for the radiation is the reflection of the Kaddish in which Shina had. That's actually the reflection of the Kaddish, because Moshe spoke to God from our body. So his face reflected the power of the light which the Shin emanated. But this was only after the second Luchas, when he came back into Sisa, then that he developed the power of the, that suddenly Moshe's face began to radiate and reflect light. Because prior to that, Moshe was just a Shliach. He was not a Shliach. So this is Yom Kippur. And before the Shabbos, before Rosh Hashanah, in Yom Kippur, you have to read what this was the Tanis Ezra. Prophets of Christ, on the second Matan Torah, actually the verse was on the second Matan Torah, the verse of Christ which are associated with the Torah Shabbat Torah, with Yom Kippur. This is the brothers of God. That's why Ezra introduced that the brothers of God is beheaded before Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Torah is beheaded before Yom Kippur, and the brothers of God is of Shuas in Torah's Canaan beheaded before Shuas. Yeah. Well, this is number one. Number two. Well, what a strange Gemara. Tomorrow is Shavuos. I will look soon. We do it. The Gemara says there are certain chumras, certain halachas in Zedah to Beres HaKoros. We should not stop in the middle. Cannot split and do half of the brachas of Torah to one person, the other, the second half and another half to another person. You give it to one person. To one person. The rest of the Masa. They're not sick in the Basa Masa. So the Gemara says, Hanimure, the Baruch HaShukrosh, the Tereskei, you must not split and divide into two. And the Baruch HaShukrosh, so Mishnah Torah can be divided, and you may collapse five persons, I mean, to the Torah, and you read all of them parts of the Baruch HaShukrosh. זה לומר מתניה. מה שזה מתניה? זה לומר אנסה? זה לומר אנסה. אני מילה בגלל זה כל שמתו הסתיר, שמושב את להגבור או אמר, אמר. אבל דבר הוא שכל שמתו הסתיר, שמושב את להצלו אמר, זה זה שלמר. שמושב את להצלו. The writers of the Torah seems to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not dictate to him. The Stasis in the Gira says, Baruch HaKid, since Baruch HaKid says it is in Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What stimulated the Gemara to say so? What we got up to provoke the Gemara? Is the Nisra simply the grammatical form in which the Baruch HaShukrosh of the Torah Skelim was written down differs from the grammatical form in which the Mishnah to the Baruch of Mishnah Torah was written, was used. If you remember the Mishnah, yeah, with regard to Baruch HaShukrosh, the Mishnah Torah, it is Who's good to whom? This is Yad Chem Marisha. Yad Chos. Continue. Continue reading whatever you read on the Pesach is written. I mean, any Pesach, the same form. It means in this Moshe speaks. HaKadosh Baruch Hu addresses himself to Israel directly. It's also a main Akrisha's Bris. In addition to Shavuos, it is a contract with actually Shtaris Chayes, which was entered into by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Israel. So we are, it always there is a Mishchai, always like, we are about to show us those two people. The one party is the Mishchai, the other party is the one party is the Mishchai, the other party is the one which accepts this power. So there is it's a conversation between whom and whom. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel. What was Moshe's role? What was the conversation with the Chukisha? Wie wurde das? Wo war es denn? Wo haben wir
es denn?
ברכתי לכם חמאסטוי, ושיבו לכם מטה לכם, והלכתי יפנים לכם בקרי, והשמי שאני אסועס, ויש לכם אזור הדברים, והרוקי שיחיכם חורב. ובן, ושיבו לכם מטה לכם, ובזה שלישי שמונה והלכתי לכם בקרי, והלכתי לכם חמאסטוי, ולסעתי אסכם, לפני שם החסר, שאולי הויס בבין הקדש בורכו, כבי יוכל גוף רישה. איך? קוראים קוראים רישה. ואת אז מי שסרו?
There was no distinction, there was no privilege bestowed upon Misha. When Abel Yoko says, V'arachti mochem v'chamas keri, who is the queen included, who included in mochem? Misha was included in mochem. This was in Parshas, the Parshas of the Tisha. This is Yoko says, She Misha mipi agvuro amom. But Misha said, that the Christian's grace took place in the Christian's grace included on one hand, on one side, and the whole Kol Yisrael, including the Meshi, on the other side. What Meshi said is simply he told the people what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do. But however, Meshi did not take himself out of the crowd, of the community, which had gotten the role of Mishba. You know, in Shavuos we have to, sometimes I take a Shavuos an oath, and sometimes I force somebody else to take an oath. Mishba in Pi Achayim. Meshi was a Mishba in Pi Achayim. This is Meshi in Pi Achayim, I'm going. And he was one of the crowds. No. What is taking root in the Soviet? Who is speaking in good Russian? Who is speaking in good Russian? Russia is speaking in good Russian. Yachvah Hashem, Yiviv Hashem, Algeri Asher, Yisrael Hashem, he sees, of course not. Moshe tells the Yisrael, not a mushba. But as a Mashbiah, he's simply Yad Chodeshem. Here was a Christmas breeze between room and room, between Israel, number one, and who, and Meshi was a Kodesh Baruch. Meshi was on the side of a Kodesh Baruch. Meshi was on the side of a Kodesh Baruch. Because why is in Vayikra is Meshi HaMushba, and in Dvorim is Meshi HaMashbiah as well, with Meshi HaMashbiah, because in Bar Midbar, in Vayikra, in the Prophet Sapolis,
ככה הפתיע תיבוב. זה תותיר שבקסר. תותיר שבקסר is mission not involved. All mission is a mission, it just turned over תותיר שבקסר. In the Brach of the Torah, the Falikro, was Moshe's role, was that of a Mushba. Of a Mushba together with the Amish role, with the 600,000 people who were at the Mount Sinai. A Mushba. He was actually, there was no difference in Moshe. There was some shoemaker in the crowd. They were all of them were Amish brain. This is my ego. But when you come to Mishne Torah and the Shmuel that Al-Pi Adwar Mele Karati Berissimach with Yisrael, with Moshe's role is not that just a Fashliach. Moshe's role exceeds the task to Mishne of Shlichas. He is the Rabbi of Yisrael. And called Dvor HaVenes. But I mean about the Shem and Moshe of them. Here is already a miracle. It's more of Moshe, not only a Mushba, but it was a Mashbiah as well, namely, that he will betray a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Any threat and any sin is a via Kodesh Baruch Hu, he is betrayal of Moshe. Moshe is a part of Kabbalah Satere and the Sina Satere, because without Moshe there is no Torah Shabbatah. The Torah Shmitzat could have been delivered to someone else. Someone else, not only Moshe. Torah Shmitzat had Moshe. Moshe hadn't accepted the mission, there would be no Torah Shmitzat. Torah Shmitzat was exclusively privileged, which was bestowed upon Moshe, to call a new Torah. He actually reflected the beauty and the greatness of Torah Shmitzat. So, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why the Sinai in Eretz Moav, the question was not only the Amir Bad Hashem, but the Moshe Avdi as well. In the Torah Shem Eksar was only the Amir Bad Hashem, but in the Torah Shem Ator was the Amir Bad Hashem and the Moshe Avdi. That's why the grammatical form for the definition of Shemi differs. In the Yitro, in the portion of the case of the Jewish and the Jewish Shabbos, it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu Stav Yehu Bifrisho. The rest, including Moshe, is Gif, what is Gif Shem? Gif Shem. In the Atech, which we read and it's Shalim, and it's Shalim, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu not Gifrisho, because not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe is included, speaks about it, but Moshe is together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is one gift from Yehu.
It's a shishi,
right? And the rest is Moshe, again, in Kiyamim, in Tehaskanim, there was one Mashbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on their side, almost born, Moshe and Moshe. In the Torah, in Kisarei, there were two Mashbi, Moshe and Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and one Moshe, this is the cloud of Sarah. When Moshe and Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Moshe Avdi was involved in the Chisas Bris, not as a Mushba, but as a Mashbia. That's what the Gemara says, as the Tochacho in Bayikro is different than the Tochacho in Dvorim. Moshe in Piatzli Amoram, Moshe was involved in the same Bris in which when Yisrael said, "Our Mekabim is Dibur HaTorah, following the Tezacher, Mishne Torah, the meant of Mekabim as Dibur HaTorah to Purusha Shem Moshe Rabbeinu. Not Dibur HaTorah just stuff, but to Purusha Shem Moshe Rabbeinu. So I mean about the Shem Moshe Avdeh. durch die hochtürische Motoren wirst, hat dann Jemenes, hat dann absolut Faith in Moshe Rabbeinu. Ich kann verstehen, there is no absolute faith in Moshe Rabbeinu, there is no territory. The territory consists of Torah Shema Peh, as well as Torah Shema Ksat. And you cannot imagine Torah Shema Peh without being Torah Shema Peh, you cannot imagine Torah Shema Peh with the act of absolute faith. Not only that it is both, but the Moshe Rabbeinu as well is missing. So when they said, when the Yisrael answered, Amen, let us say the answer, Amen of the prophets of Christ, so it meant Amen, Amen, Badishem, the Amen, Amen, Badishem, with the Moshe Avde. This was in Dvorim. This was as far as the case of Greece and Dvorim is concerned. The case of Greece of the Yitro, when the people answered Amen, it was the Lord Hashem, Moshe had nothing wrong. Moshe on the contrary. Moshe together with them said the surrounding there. That's what the Gemara is mechalek, and the Gemara distinguishes between Baruch HaZakai Shem Mishnah Torah and Baruch HaZakai Shem Torah Shem Torah Skirin. And interesting. So the question is, so the question arises, why are the Baruch HaZakai in Sefer Mishneh Torah, not as chomer, not as strict and severe, and frighteningly severe and strict, as the Baruch HaZakai Mishneh Torah, and the Baruch HaZakai in America, why are you explaining that Meshem Piyatsu Amor, Meshem Piyagru Amor? Meshem Piyagru Amor, means Meshem Sefer was not involved. The emunah which was required of them, they should give a declaration of faith. The declaration of faith was limited to them. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Moshe. No, Moshe didn't think about Moshe. Without Yosef and Beretz Meir, when they say Amen, when they accept it, when Nasser and Mishma, then we deal with a different case of Greece. Not only a minute of Hashem is necessary, but a minute of the Meshavdi, a minute of Hashem Meshavdi. A minute of the Meshavdi was indispensable. Yeah. So why? So therefore, the story of Mishnah in the Mishnah Torah in the Dvar, without. I don't know who he thinks of it, but
why?
Yeah.
I
commission Mr. Kerr.
But it must be
look at the information. What's the question I asked? What's the answer? Yeah? Yeah? Do you understand my question? So who actually read the Tochacha in the Mishnah, in Torah Skirin? Who read it? Huh? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who read the Tochacha? Read the Tochacha in the Mishnah Torah? Moshe. It's about three of the in Tochacha, in Torah Skirin, it was called Yoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just a minute. Is there a question to ask הלכת לך מחמסכם, מה זה אתה נשמע? אין מי שתאר מזמש, יק חדשם. It means the Baltria, what the idea should not collapse to people. Because if you read the Baltria's applause, to which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote to the people at Mount Sinai, he is actually this key, and he walks in. The one who reads it, reads the Torah for him, in the Hakesha, he reads actually, he is representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, addressed himself to them, with the Baruch Hu Sakonis and Mishnah Torah, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, I mean, and he's the Torah, the Torah now represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I cannot interrupt HaKadosh Baruch Hu by calling someone else. How do I interrupt if I call up one person? Then I get him half of the Techa. And then I call a second person and get him half of the Techa. Well, I divide the Techa between three people, or five people. If that cannot be done to Tiraskeim. Because in Tiraskeim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the leader. In Mishnah Torah, who was the leader of Mishnah Torah?
Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu can interrupt.
You can interrupt him, and then call, sir, Moshe, stop here, and I'll call somebody else. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says so. I'm not joking, I'm serious. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says so. He is the Mufreshim who is the Torah. What does it mean to call somebody else? Can I interrupt him and tell him it's enough as far as he's concerned? You are concerned? Let me call someone else. This is forbidden. But Mishnah Torah, Mishnah was the leader in Mishnah Torah. So Mishnah I can interrupt, but I couldn't interrupt it. The Torah, I cannot interrupt the Torah, the Kere, and the Torah, in the Yikro, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the leader.
And this is exactly Moshe Mipiatzmi Amor, Moshe was the leader of Moshe, the Balkur, to interrupt him. But to ask him, Moshe Mipiatzmi Amor, when was Balkur Amor, who was the leader? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that he can do. He can cannot break up. He said, Akilei, in the Baruch of the Kodesh, who is the Shabbos, who is We represent on Shabbos, Parashat B'Chukesa, next Shabbos. We represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malkiyah. So he's Shliach Hakil, the Rambam says. And the Malkiyah is Shliach Hakil. So the Rambam is Shliach Hakil. So we represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We cannot change the theory if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Malkiyah, the Malkiyah. But however, in Parashat Dvarim, when you get Parashat Dvarim, you get Hashem. So we will be the Malkiyah. Moshe was Rabbeinu, he can't be interrupted. At HaKashir, he can't be interrupted. At HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he cannot be interrupted. This is what's basically two different Torahs. One Torah for Torah Shem HaRpeh, the other Torah for Torah Shem HaKsav. Then Torah Shem HaRpeh is Moshe joins HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Torah Shem HaKsav, Moshe joins the crowd, the community. He is the same Mushbe as if he had been, as like any other person who was present at Mount Sinai, Bishas Kabbalas. Very interesting is that the Torah says, Eli Advarim Asher Dibar Moshe, okay, tell you, at the end of Kol Yisrael, in the Chukesa, not in the Chukesa, in the Chukesa, in the
Chukesa.
זה אלה הדברים מקונטינים. אשר ציבה סמישה, אבל שם אומר מישה שזה בני ישראל. בארץ מאוד, מישה. מישה, אבל סמישה זה בליש. אשר ציבה את השם הסמישה, ויכרוס שזה בני ישראל, בארץ מאוד, וזה מישה זה בני ישראל, זה על הכי הסמישה. אתה לבוא חבר, מובד הבריסק, השפה הסדר, הקדוש ברוך הוא, הוא תמלך חבר. יחרו את הקדוש ברוך הוא מפה עצמי. הוא לא הקדוש ברוך הוא סמישה. They would be the best of Sina, the Shem is Meishe. Look at the Israel, and he should be the Mashbiah, Meishe. He's the Mashbiah, and the Israel, the Mashbiah.
מלבד הבריס, אשר כל עשיתם בחרב, הנה ריץ' וואט. אשר בלבוח לזה משביע, ומי שלו זה המושבע.
בוא נגיד,
there is something else which I want to add with regard to the two teachers. There is another major difference between the teacher in the Mikra and the teacher in Dvarim, if you saw it. Major difference. We just spoke about different grammatical difference from the Frisian, who is a Frisian, Chodesh Baruch Hu, or Meishev. But now it's not a grammatical difference. It's a difference actually in the whole structure, as far as the structural patterns of the Tehillah. In the Divrei HaBris, which we read in Rosh Hashanah this Shabbos, you find the crowd, the rule, the tzion, whenever I read something, the tzibo, from Kisra HaKadosh, should be saying the Dor HaPeh. We should conclude with the words of solace and promise. But even though the text was a very severe and structural, for the last two psukim are always filled with great promise. Shekimot simu b'mdim ha-reshenim, that's what you'll find in the Shayon, in the Lord, shesimu d'vrayim b'dabatim. No matter how severe the rule was, but when it came to the last two sentences, the Rebbe said, but however, Moshe Shetarach Kvarashenya, and you have said it to the Monitz, and the Mishkot Rebbe, the Shulah Abitba. But I mean, see, the Gemara did not have to reach out for the Shagur and the Gemara Hashem. The Gemara could have introduced, as an example, the Tuchach and the Chutesa. The limitation is very severe, very severe, very strict. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, the Chanukh of Chodris Hashem, I mean the Pesach there, Asher Thesis on Meretz Mitzrayim, Ve'el Adim, Ve'el Yisrael Meretim, Ani Adishet, and not another Pesach. The Chanukh is Gris Ilaki, and it's Gris Yisrael, and Gris Avram Mezekir, and Meretz Oster. It's no matter how the blessing are many, but soft and warm at the end of the very conclusion, which will be Zachar to go and Bris Hashem. As a matter of fact, Zechelis and Rosh Hashanah will use both psychic. And we see the prophet of Zechelis, Rosh Hashanah, will use both psychic. The person who Zachar to them, Bris Hashanah, was just a person before the prophet Zechar Bris, and the Pesach in the very beginning of Zechariah is with Zechariah, with Zechariah, with Zechariah, with Zechariah, and Yitzhakir, with Zechariah, with Zechariah. This is the Tehach of Avericha, which we read each other. The Tehach in Kisalei, interrupts itself, somehow it terminates suddenly and not with the Torah. The Shafta by Mitzrayim, who are the Anuels, who live in the Matatam, the Ilechem, 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 the Ilechem. We expect that the Torah should write now at least a few sentences. The whole day is the Shachachna is called the Tishkach HaSen, or what? The Torah just to watch him. The Torah did have a race. Yeah, this is already the area, but what is before this possible area? This Makata, this Makata, the Rechem, the difference between the Torah and the Yikra the Torah has observed this rule. Kakach matzino b'uvim ha-rashayim, shol nisayim ez ibrahim b'divrei l'chor l'chomo. But in if you said it, the Torah did not observe this rule.
Where did this not come from?
Because it's not in the Lachon already, you have received already. Well, the Torah did not come from this, not this, not in the Chachon, but also showing me how she says it, that's right. The Torah did not come from this, this is the Torah.
The Torah did not do in the Chon. Why?
This Gomes is, the answer is very simple. There is, but Nechome is not mentioned in the service. What is it? The only one that should have been on the other side of the most probably some business with them, not going to go there, but anyway, the only thing you may have to go to the other side of the Abraham 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 beautiful divrei nechama. Please, beautiful divrei nechama. But the divrei nechama were not don't follow the parents immediately. But there is a hefsek, there is an intermission, but the divrei nechama are very pronounced. Later, the Torah has written them down in the
Why is it so? Why did the Torah actually care for observing something which he did say in the Tzorim in Tisola? The Torah apparently felt that
Mr. Hartley, the Russian Shaykh, says that the Sahara was there in the Sahara of the King, the Sahara of the Siyaka, the Suiza, the Sahara was there, the Sahara was there. It does not belong in the Torah. The answer is simple. The Ramban says, the Pirush Ramban al HaTorah, the Ramban says that the first Torah is in Baruch Rishon, and the second Torah is in Baruch Shem. The second Torah portrays the Chum in Baruch Shem, which was by far more devastating than the first Chum. And the first Torah, I'm referring to the Pesach, portrays and describes the Chum in Baruch Shem, which was actually, I mean, the most tragic Chum in Baruch Shem. That's what Ramban says in the Chagat. But there is a basic difference in Baruch Rishon and Baruch Shem. In Baruch Rishon, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yishayahu about the Chum, and what are we doing? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will save Shirim Shono after 70 years will pass by. So I'll recollect my promise, and you'll be redeemed and you'll come back to Eretz Yisrael. Shirim Shono, this is the number of the years of deportation of the Jewish absence from Eretz Yisrael, as far as the Chum Baruch Rishon is concerned. Whether the Jews will do tshuva or they will not do tshuva, so the apostle doesn't mention anything. The Pesukim in Devarim, which made a promise on behalf of the Holy Spirit, that in Baruch Rishon, after Chum Baruch Rishon, they have to stay 70 years, but only 70 years. The same manner as a Kodesh Baruch Hu promised Avraham, Abba Meishana, whatever the promise, the number of years it was. But the time itself will bring redemption. The time itself will bring redemption. Whether the Jews will improve during the time, or they will get worse during the time, is completely irrelevant. But the Hashemi was not built on the basis of truth. The Hashemi was built on simply the being by Hashemi depended upon time, 70 years. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, at the Tishchef and the Chetei side, he was a heart and Brish Hashemi, so he said, Marat Mitzrayim, and I do in the least for him, and he came on here, and he said, and he said, without any conditions, without any specifications. 70 years we read about the Roman ruler. So the Torah could conclude, actually, could conclude the Techeche in the Chotei Sai, this a date, so this day and that day in the morning, Moshiach will be, as a Sefer, we will start building the Bezra. By Shein, Goles, and Goles, Malchus Rishik, and his own Goles, by Shein, for 1900 years, there was no promise of time was made. The time element played no role at all. The Baal Shlishi will be rebuilt under one condition, one stipulation. No way. Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer Reimer and Rabbi Yisroel Eishim Shuvah Inam Nivolim. The nation Shuvah Nivolim Eyad. And Rabbi Akiva says, the nation Shuvah Eishim Shuvah Nivolim. And it's very strange, as the Rambam passes like Rabbi Eliezer. As Baal Shlishi, the Baal Shlishi, now that the present Baal Shlishi, will come to a conclusion, will terminate, not because of time, 700 years, 10 years, 1 year, 5,000 years, don't matter, to be on terms of truth. But the Rambam says, that the Bishon Golusom, Hasidim is brought to heaven of Tochef, not only Baruch Hu, as the Jews will do tshuva. And if they'll be too lazy to do tshuva, the Israel with Merach Kosher Yisrael, to be very tough political time with the government, and they'll have to run. And after the Baruch Hu, Mamed Aleyam, Merach Kosher, to the Nebuchadnezzar, Vein Oshun Tshuva. It's not tough to have a bullet without Shiva, there's never a business. But the Shiva will come, very nearly they'll have to repent, because the neighbors will not treat them properly, anyway. So the matter is, in the Texas of the survey, you couldn't mention the Hartland Bruce Hashemi. If they don't do Shiva, they have no Shiva. If they don't do Shiva, there will be no Shiva. Shechira will only take place at Rosh Baruch Hu redeem Israel on one and certain condition. Namely, namely to you, the Lord of the Lord, the Lord of the Lord, the Lord of the Lord, the Shafto Hashem Lekecho, the Shomat of the Torah, Oh, Ah, the Shafto Hashem Lekecho, the Shor, the Chemchom, the Torah Hami, Bein Im Yin Yidachachu Metzir Hashemayim, the Shomit Abbas, the Lord, the Shomit Torah. לטיף בצ'ילה, ושאפת לשם לתוך, עושים לסחנה, אני רגע, אתם תראית איתם תשמע, איזה פסוקים לסחנה, זה עושים לו את הפסוקים, אני יוצא לך, ואתה את הפסוקים לסחנה? וזה יגיד, אתה היה, אתה הגיע, אני לא יודע, מה נשאר? אתה
יודע,
אני לא רואה, כי כאילו, אנחנו משמעת יחו, יפחו, 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 ואז אבטוחה, שבתו ועד השם הזה, בודגולה, גולה is dependent upon exclusively upon what about it. That's why the Techeche in Kisave is simply you have the idea of somebody shabtu with the very important part. No, no, no. One mention of Gula, about Gula, if I come over and I say, all right, this Makatim, Mavodim, listen. Ah, the Shvaras Mavodim, they came here, you don't like it? It's up to you. I make no promises. You don't like it, it's up to you. That's why the Torah purposely interrupts. And that's why the Torah did not continue here. Beyond that doesn't belong to another parsha. So Torah went to Parshas Nitzavim, and the Parshas Nitzavim is a Yisod HaPchire. Parshas Nitzavim contains the Yisod HaPchire. Pchire Chopshah, the plan is free to go. The moral person the mortals is free not to sin, and the sinner is free to return to Tachlis Bohu. After Parshas Atshuva, so the Torah reminded itself that I have not yet finished the Brachas Achilles. So the Torah only in its own part of the Sefer. Because actually it did occur. By its reason, the Chukes are wonderful. Because we are maybe the firm statement, the firm promise that after Shul Shana, everything will be restored. But this promise was not made as far as the Baal Shem is concerned. The Baal Shem depends upon Shuvah. The past of Shuvah is revealed to us in the Tzavik. Vayim esachov necha, 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 vayim esachov